Well, he's off to one of the hottest starts in the NHL right now, and now we've got him in the hot seat. Bo Horvat's with us. Bo, thanks so much for joining us on our 10 questions sit down tonight. The first question I pose to you is, when you look back at your career between both Vancouver and now the Islanders, what do you think is the best game that you've ever played?
That's a tough question.
These aren't easy questions, by
No,
the way.
they're not easy questions. Man, I'm trying to think, but in the bubble, I had a pretty good game. I forget what game it was, either game one or game two, the second round against St. Louis. Scored in that game, and then scored the overtime winner in that game. So maybe I'd have to go with that one.
A lot of guys, have trouble right away going through some games in their mind. And I'm curious, what percentage of games that you play can you recall? Is it 100%? Is it only 50?
I would say definitely over 50. I would say close to 75% of the games, maybe 80% of the games. I've played over 800 now, so it's getting to be a lot to remember, but no, I just feel blessed to be able to play that many.
You've played in both conferences as well. The next question is, can you tell me who you think is the most underrated player in the NHL right now?
Ooh, not another good question. Most underrated. I'll go Brock Nelson. I didn't know a ton about him, obviously, until I got here on Long Island, being in from the West Coast, but just got the appreciation playing alongside him for a couple of years, and he does a lot of great things that go unnoticed out there.
Fan base will be excited to hear that answer. It's the first time we've heard him so far. Let's say a fan wants your autograph, either on a practice day or a game day. When's the best time for them to approach you?
Best time, I would say, yeah, probably after a practice or something like that, or after a good game. If we were winning that night, and I'm coming out of the rink, I'll try to stop or say hi. But yeah, I would have to go with those.
Okay, so post-game fans, keep in mind, it
Yes,
depends on how the game plays out,
exactly.
whether you should approach a player or not. Bo, have you ever been pranked by an Islanders teammate?
Islanders teammate, I can't.
Or just a teammate overall?
Yeah, just like small little pranks. You put the, either tape your sticks together or, cut your laces and, little things like that, or, put the water cup under your helmet when you're about to come take it off the out of the stall and water falls over your face and, kind of little things like that, but nothing too crazy.
That's the most popular answer, is
Yeah.
the water cup.
Yeah.
Let's say you endure a tough night at the rink. Maybe it's a tough loss. What's the best medicine for you personally to put that behind you?
Just coming home to my family. Yeah, for me, just being at home, being with my kids, puts everything into perspective when you see them. Yeah, no, they're definitely my comfort zone, and yeah, no, I'm just, thankful to have them.
And you welcomed another addition to your family over the summer. So, congratulations. I'm sure it's been a whirlwind to getting the season started with a newborn at home.
Yeah, it's been crazy, but no, she's been a blessing to us, and we couldn't be more excited, and the kids are obviously pumped that they have another little sister. So, no, again, we're truly blessed.
What athlete do you admire most outside of hockey?
I'd probably have to go with a golfer. I'd probably admire Scottie Scheffler a lot, honestly. Just his approach at life and his approach at the game. He just loves playing golf, and he just like I like me. I just love playing hockey. But there's bigger things outside of the sport as well. And, he's a really big family man, and he takes that to heart, and really respect that about him.
Talking with Bo Horvat here on the 10 questions sit down. Only a couple of more, Bo. When you get out your smartphone, do you have an app on there that's really unique that you think everybody needs to know about?
A unique app. I kind of just stick to the old faithfuls. Honestly, I use Snapchat quite a bit, just honestly, just to snap the kids to my family. I just use that as a tool. Yeah, it's just great to keep them. Obviously, they can't come and see them as much as they would like, and us being far away is a little tougher. So, keeping them in the loop of how they're doing and funny videos and stuff like that, it's just fun to be on there.
When's the last time you got nervous about anything?
I get a little nervous before every game, to be honest with you. I think it's good to have that. I think that's what keeps me, I guess, young. I don't know, or just excited about playing hockey. I think, you want to do well, you want the team to do well, and Yeah, I would say pretty much every game. I'm just a tad nervous. I mean, I have the butterflies, I guess, is what you could say.
Yeah, Anders Lee brought that up. Kyle Palmieri brought that up. I guess, what's the old phrase? If you're not nervous, then you don't care. It doesn't mean as much to you. I've tried to ask some off-the-wall type questions. I know you guys get asked a lot of the same questions over the course of a hockey season. What's a question that you get asked a lot that you're tired of answering?
Question I get asked a lot?
Maybe by a fan, by a coach, by the media, really by anyone.
I don't know. Like when things are going right, you know, and things are going well, like what have you changed? What has been going, you know, why are you starting to score? Why are, you know, things been going well? It's like, I don't know. Yeah. It's like, obviously you're trying to get better every single day, but at the same time, you know, you're just trying to do your best. And, yeah, sometimes you don't know why. And sometimes, you know, you're trying to go out there and play and things are working out for you. So I'd guess probably that one.
We got one that I don't know if anybody's ever asked you, and it comes from your teammate Kyle Palmieri, who we spoke with on our last episode. I'm honestly kind of I'm sorry that I have to share this question because it's out there. When you grew up and you started playing hockey, youth hockey, did you have to wear an adult helmet?
I knew it. I knew a big head joke was coming, and yes, I've worn a massive helmet my entire career. So, it runs in the family. I have a big head, and Palms is one to talk because he has a big head for having a small body.
I'm trying not to start any conflict in the room, but I knew this was going to come up at some point. Maybe a bit of an easier question for Simon Holmstrom, our next guest. I'm curious if you have something I can pass along to Simon.
Yeah, I think probably my question would be, what does he spend the most money on Long Island?
What's something he spends too much money on here on Long Island?
Exactly. I would like to see what he says. You know, I know he likes to go either, you know, out to dinners a lot with his fiance or into the cities for dinners and stuff like that. So I'm curious to see what he would say about that.
Awesome. We're going to find out next. Thanks, Bo. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.